This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Thursday, May 28th. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. New pest threat for wine grapes. 50 years since California wine took off. Canal Fix gets a rewrite and Vermont bans paraquat. Northern California agriculture officials are racing to track down grapevines sold at Costco stores after inspectors found glassy wing sharpshooter. The invasive pest can spread Pierce disease, a fatal bacteria infection for grapevines. Sacramento County says Costco stores received multiple shipments of grapevines from Burchell Nursery in Fresno County over the last month, with all life stages of the pest detected across Sacramento, Sonoma, Marin, Solano, and Yolo counties. Inspectors destroyed 160 grapevines delivered to Sacramento stores, but officials say hundreds more remain unaccounted for. The discovery is especially concerning for wine grape growers because Pierce's disease can kill vines and glassy wing sharpshooter can move the bacteria more efficiently than some native vectors. California senators recently adopted a resolution celebrating the 50th anniversary of the Judgment of Paris, the blind tasting that helped propel Napa Valley and the state's wine industry onto the world stage. The resolution by Senator Christopher Cabaldon of West Sacramento recognizes the anniversary of the 1976 tasting when French judges ranked California wines ahead of the top French bottles. Cabaldon said the event changed the world of wine and changed California's standing in the world, noting the winning wines were a Chateau Montelena Chardonnay and Stag's Leap Wine Cellars Cabernet Sauvignon. Cabaldon framed the resolution as more than a celebration of wine, saying it also honors Napa Valley, winemakers, grape growers, farm workers, tourism, and the audacious belief of Californians that excellence knows no borders. In the meantime, the Assembly has approved a bill to require wine labeled American and sold or bottled in California to be made entirely from American-grown grapes. A bill to fund Delta levee upgrades and repairs to subsidence damage in the state water project canals has been narrowed as it moves to the Assembly. The latest amendments have stripped out $150 million in annual allocations for each category and instead directed the California Natural Resources Secretary to divide available funding in proportion to need. That could mean for a seismic risk and potential loss from a major earthquake or flood. The bill would create a fund for the money, but not guarantee any. Why it matters? Well, the state water contractors and other supporters had pitched the original bill as a $300 million a year effort to protect levees and restore canal capacity. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. Join us at the AgriPulse Ag and Food Issues Summit West. How can California agriculture remain an economic powerhouse as rising costs, labor challenges, shifting demand, and political uncertainty reshape the industry? The answers matter more than ever. On June 2nd in Sacramento, hear from policymakers, innovators, and industry leaders tackling the biggest issues from trade and market outlooks to workforce challenges and the next generation of growers. Get the insights shaping what's next. See the latest information and register today at agripulse.com under the Events tab. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. A U.S. delegation will make its way to Mexico City today and tomorrow for the first in a series of bilateral negotiation rounds over a review of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement, that according to the Office of the U.S. Trade Representative. The delegation, led by Deputy U.S. Trade Representative Ambassador Jeff Getman, will negotiate, quote, economic security and rules of origin for key industrial goods with Mexico, that according to a press release. The negotiations, quote, will focus on ensuring that the USMCA benefits U.S. manufacturers, farmers, ranchers, workers, and service suppliers, businesses of all size, including our small and medium-sized enterprises, it said. A second negotiating round will occur in Washington, D.C. on June 16th and 17th, which will include, quote, discussions on agriculture at a level playing field, the release says. A third round will be held the week of July 20th. Vermont has officially become the first state to ban paraquat. The state's Republican governor, Phil Scott, has officially signed a bill to phase in restrictions on use of the herbicide by 2030, that according to a press release from his office. The new law bars the sale, use, and application of paraquat without authorization from the state's agriculture secretary, though producers have until the end of 2030 to seek state permits to use it in orchards or on small fruit crops. The Agriculture Department is celebrating the opening of a lab dedicated to eliminating livestock pests like New World screwworm. The screwworm will be a major focus of research at the 52,000 square foot laboratory in Kerrville, Texas, that according to a USDA press release. However, scientists also will be studying other livestock pests such as ticks and biting flies. The new facility houses the livestock arthropod pest research unit and the veterinary pest genetics research unit. The new lab has advanced genomic and cattle facilities, which will help researchers work on, quote, improved surveillance and trapping tools, novel insecticides and acarides, and enhanced pesticide delivery techniques for cattle and wildlife, the press release said. The Nippling Bushlands U.S. Livestock Insects Research Laboratory was created in 1946. That is a consolidation of three other laboratories to combat the threat of screwworm. It has been in Kerrville since 1963. The lab is named after Edward F. Nippling and Raymond C. Bushland, both of whom were instrumental in developing sterile insect techniques, which helped to eradicate the New World screwworm from the U.S. back in 1966. Here's today's final word. In the case of problem wolves that just get locked in on cattle and can't be deterred, we're going to have to do some lethal intervention. That California Representative Jared Huffman in an interview with the Press Democrat. Huffman, a lead attorney at the Natural Resources Defense Council before taking office, is tackling to the center in the wolf livestock debate as he runs for a redrawn seat now stretching into California's rural northeastern counties. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Thursday, May 28th. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Dowling.